GOP U.S. Senate candidate Katie Britt. Federal migration policies damage Alabama. By Neil Monroe on May 5, 2022. Congress should rewrite the nation's immigration laws to restore the economic incentive for coastal investors to create well-paying jobs in Alabama, says Katie Britt, an Alabama native now running for her state's Republican U.S. Senate nomination. Investment and wealth are diverted from Alabama by the federal government's immigration policy, which gives coastal state investors and employers a considerable subsidy of 1 million immigrant workers and consumers per year. That Washington, D.C. gift is good for the wealthy CEOs and investors who their businesses close to their homes in California, New York, Texas, and Florida. The unfair migration subsidy for coastal investors is not good for Alabamians in Birmingham, Mobile, Huntsville, and all of the state's towns, said Britt. Alabamians are disproportionately hurt by our immigration system, she said. The government's delivery of compliant migrant workers to the coasts also allows coastal leaders to ignore Alabama and its people, she said. I believe in my state, I believe in Alabama. I know how incredible it is, she told Breitbart News. I believe our story deserves to be told, and we have to stand up, and we have to tell it. Britt's website and statements show her background and her themes. I am unapologetically committed to putting Alabama first and delivering results for our state. Because we don't just need a senator from Alabama, we need a senator for Alabama. As the senator for Alabama, Katie Britt will be our advocate for smaller government, modern job growth, constitutional liberties and greater opportunity. She was born here, raised here, went to school here, built a career here, and is raising her family here. At every step along the way, Katie's life has been marked by choosing Alabama. Katie wants to tell our great state's great story, the real one. Because Alabama is first and much more than football. Breitbart News interviewed Britt on April 21. BBN, the federal government has maintained a mass migration economy since about 1990. Nationwide, wages have been almost flat for 30 years. Much of the extra wealth from new technology has gone into stocks and profits, mostly to New York, California, Florida, and Texas, while people in Alabama earn on average about 20% less than the national average. How does immigration impact Alabamians? KB, Alabamians are disproportionately hurt by the immigration system right now. You've got two things going, from immigration. First, continual driving down of wages, in Alabama. Second, the coastal elites are able to fill their workforce needs with immigrants, and we lose the opportunity to allow our workers in Alabama to compete for those jobs created by coastal investors. BBN, we've had high immigration for 30 years. This has created a bubble of cheap labor that allowed CEOs to create many low-wage jobs. The chicken plants in your state are built on cheap, imported illegal labor, not on high-tech machines used in European countries. If you propose to do anything to disrupt and deflate this cheap labor bubble, the companies are going to strongly oppose you. So how do we know you're serious about this? KB, when you see what's happening across the country during this Biden-created inflation, wages have not kept up. This gives us a window into what's been occurring for years now. We have an immigration system that currently drives down American wages. We know that when a company gets cheap labor, it takes everybody around you and drives their wages down as well. We've got to seal and secure the border. You've got to finish building the wall. You've got to put back in policies that deter people from breaking our laws. Policies like remain in Mexico, like the public charge regulation, making sure that we are creating an environment that puts Americans first. It's not just national security, it's also about American prosperity. I mean, when you look across our state, the state of Alabama, and you look at the opportunities we have for wage growth, it's significant. And so at the end of the day, the people that I am fighting for are hardworking Alabamians. That's who I represent. It's not companies, it's not businesses. It is Alabamians, and it's giving them a path and an opportunity to succeed. Britt's path to the nomination requires her to beat Representative Mo Brooks, RL, and Mike Durant, a business executive picked by out-of-state, anti-Trump, pro-migration investors. But Durant torpedoed his campaign with his March 10 statement, why would you not want more green cards available so that people can legally come into this country and work? That is, what's right in this moment for the people that I represent. And Brooks's campaign was damaged when former President Donald Trump withdrew his endorsement. BBN, one of the terms that people rarely mention in politics is productivity. When you allow cheap labor, companies get cheap employees. But they impose huge costs on the local schools in the neighborhood. And, Americans, productivity stalls because employers do buy labor-saving, production-boosting machines, and they don't train their workers to get more work done each day. What's the importance of reforming immigration politics to promote productivity in a wide range of business activities? KB, you see it, when there are more workers, company owners and investors don't invest in those machines. They don't invest in things that can help us produce a better product and help our workers be more productive. They could be spending that money on helping our workers to learn to be more productive, not bringing in workers that ultimately drive down our wages. When you look at just the number of immigrants coming to this country, we've got to cut that significantly. We've got to cut it by at least half. And you got to take a look at some of the things that people take advantage of, whether it's chain migration or birthright citizenship. They all layer on top of each other to create the disastrous immigration system we have right now. We're displacing an entire generation. Look at how many immigrants we have coming here. Look at our population growth and you look at what we have to do for the creation of new jobs. It's actual insanity. We've got to be giving our people a pathway to success, not creating an high immigration environment where their skill set is less needed, and therefore, where they have to accept lower wages than what they're worth. Britt has also issued a statement outlining her pro-Alabama immigration reforms. It's no coincidence that this decline in wages coincided with the passage of Senator Ted Kennedy's 1965 Immigration and Naturalization Act. Before this bill passed, America accepted about 300,000 immigrants each year. This legislation removed common sense numerical caps and created a chain migration system, leading to more than 1 million immigrants entering America every single year. This has driven down the wages of Alabamians, especially those without college degrees. America's immigration policies have been good for foreigners who want to come to America. But they have been bad for American workers. That needs to change. Any candidate can pretend to be America first to win a campaign. I'm committed to a specific plan to reform our immigration system to put American workers first. Breitbart's interview with Britt continued. BBN, Detroit used to be one of the country's richest cities and Ohio used to be a glamorous location. To what extent does the immigration system move wealth and social status, respect, recognizi zero n, fashion, representation, away from ordinary people in middle America? I am an Alabama first person, and I believe our immigration system puts places like Alabama last. We have world-class talent and education in our state, and unfortunately, our people are undercut. Look at what we're doing here in Huntsville, from the Terrorism Explosive Device Center, to the pathway to deep space, to Hudson Alpha and other centers working on genome therapy and drug delivery. Look at our world-class education facilities and the people they're producing. Look at our agriculture community, and our servicemen and women. Unfortunately, our story just does not get told in the way that it should be told. Look at what we've got, in cultural talent. Let's rebuild so Muscle Shoals is a cultural hub again. Look at the people who recorded there over the years. I've just toured the studios, to see the people who had been there and recorded there, and what all they've done. It is really remarkable. We have incredible people with everything from musical talent to innovation. I believe in my state, I believe in Alabama. I know how incredible it is. I know how incredible our people are. I believe our story deserves to be told. And we have to stand up and we have to tell it. Migration advocates are trying to redefine what America means. We aren't going to stand for it in Alabama. We are going to stand up for who we are, faith, family, and freedom. We're going to stand up to make sure we preserve the nation that we know and love. In Washington, left-wing progressives eagerly support the government-delivered inflow of consumers and workers to coastal investors. The progressives' goal is to transform the U.S. from a society governed by European-origin civic culture into a progressive-led empire of competing identity groups. We're trying to become the first multiracial, multi-ethnic superpower in the world, Representative Rohit Khanna, DCA, told the New York Times on March 21. It will be an extraordinary achievement. We will ultimately triumph, he insisted. According to a wide variety of polls, the federal government's policy of extracting foreign consumers and workers from poor countries is very unpopular. The polls show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of foreign contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that Americans owe to one another.